Hey, it's Vocalo Radio 91.1 FM. Nudia Hernandez here with you. I am super excited to have a special guest on right now. You may have just heard her song for your own entertainment. Hello, Sophia Galate.
Hi. Thank you.
I'm so excited to have you on. I mean, we really, really loved your most recent project. Everything about it was just packaged up, ready to go. The songs, the visuals, the music videos, like you transported us to a whole vibe, you know? Did it take you a second to really have it all come together? Or had you been wanting to do this for a second, really tell your story this way through song?
Yeah, it's cool. Like, I mean, my previous project was very, a little bit more like jazzy and mid-tempo, like loungy in a way. In terms of the world that I was building visually, you know, it was very pink and very bright and kind of disco influenced. Mm-hmm. I kind of built that world before the songs were even done. So I remember I had a mood board for what I wanted. I feel like projects always take a long time, but even if you are working on it for a long time, still at the last minute, everything feels very rushed. Mm-hmm. Because of extra things. So yeah, I feel like I just really wanted to represent my personality more, which was, you know, I'm not chill. Like, I'm very like dramatic and loud sometimes, but also, you know, I feel like I'm an extroverted introvert. So I just really feel like to show like the brightness and the boldness of my personality while still showcasing some softer parts as well.
We just played for your own entertainment. I love the video. You're giving us like Donna Summer 70s Studio 54 vibes.
Exactly.
And oh my gosh, this pink dress, you are killing us in this pink dress. Can I just say that?
Yeah. So many pink dresses I have.
How did that song come about for you? I love that you said that you had the visuals ready before the music. I love that because sometimes that could be like heavy inspiration. How did For Your Own Entertainment come together?
Well, sorry, I'm just correcting you. It's For My Own Entertainment.
Oh, For My Own Entertainment. Yeah, sorry.
So the album was always called For My Own Entertainment before I even had a title track called For My Entertainment. For My Own Entertainment is just a statement that I would always like text my friends when I was like telling them a story about my life, because my favorite attribute about myself is really that I'm just very open to experiences. I say yes to things just to do it for the plot. And I live a really spontaneous life. I have ridiculous stories. Like I entertain strangers, I talk to strangers. And so I felt like whenever I was telling my friends a story, most often about like dating or somebody that I was hooking up with, I would just have these ridiculous stories. And I would be like, I swear I just date these people for my own entertainment. But it even goes beyond that. Like just in my life, just through my personality and the way that I like enter the world, life leads me to crazy places. And I also feel like I just live my life on my own terms, especially when it comes to my career. Like I don't follow any rules or timelines. I do things way riskier, you know, like for example, like going on tour. Like most people would think that it's too early for me in my career to go on my own tour. And I'm like, I'm gonna do it anyway. So things like that. And so I knew the album was gonna be called For My Own Entertainment, but there was never a title track. And I honestly wasn't gonna have one. And then I was working with this producer. His name is Akil Henry. He's amazing. He co-produced my other song, Please Don't Talk to Me. And once we finished that, he was like, you know, I really want to build something from scratch from you. Like, I know your album's done, but if you were missing a song, what would you be missing? And I was like, the title track. And luckily, like, I already knew what For My Own Entertainment meant. So I told him about my life and we wrote it together like very easily. And so that's why the song is really just about all the things that I do and the people that I go out with so I can write songs about it and entertain myself. I feel like that song is like my thank you next, like my version of Ariana Grande's thank you next.
Yes. I mean, everyone needs a good F dating kind of song, I think. You talked about your tour and I've seen online, you know, I follow you on Insta, that you have sold out dates already for your tour. What's that been like?
Well, that's fun. And also, like, I feel like I'm famous because now people on Ticketmaster are reselling them for 4 times the price.
Oh my God.
Chicago, that's actually the only show that sold out at this moment. Chicago, the room is a little bit bigger than the LA room, but Chicago's doing pretty well. Chicago's, you know, my other home. So also, I'm going to some new markets like Houston, which I've never performed in. So Houston's doing well for the fact that I've like never been there.
Yeah, March 20th, Friday, March 20th, you're going to be at Sleeping Village one of my favorite venues in the city because it's just
such never been there.
Really, it's just such a fun place. It's just really such a fun place. I have a lot of good memories there. It's sold out, so people are just gonna have to like fight on Ticketmaster.
No, Chicago's show isn't sold out. So everyone listening, please get your ticket and support so we can sell it out.
All right. Again, that is March 20th, Friday, March 20th at Sleeping Village. And then you also are doing shows in LA and you're going to Toronto. Are you excited for that?
Yeah, I'm going to. So it's Houston, Brooklyn, Chicago, Toronto, LA. Toronto, I've performed a couple of times opening for people. Toronto's a really fun city. But yeah, I mean, Chicago, always great crowd. All my friends and, you know, I have some like really obviously OG fans in Chicago. So like a lot of day ones, you know, my shows are, it's really more than music. Like it's very much like a experiential time. There's a lot of audience interaction. There's a lot of storytelling. And what I really love is that when people leave my shows, they tell me that they felt like they were just hanging out with me in my living room because I'm, you know, I dress very glamorous, superstar, like when I'm on stage, but I'm very down to earth and grounded. So I really like the juxtaposition of that, of people, you know, despite me maybe being the most glamorous dressed person in the room, like we are the same and we relate to each other and we connect. And so I really feel like that's something that's very special about my shows. So I really make sure that, you know, it's like people come to the show and they know that the music's going to be great. People know that I'm a singer. So I really like to add a lot of other things in there for the experience.
And I see here, you're also doing, which I love now that a lot of artists are doing this, the VIP sound checks and the meet and greets. I think that's such a fun experience for your fans too.
Yeah, I really wanted to, you know, sometimes I feel like when you're a new artist and you do these smaller rooms, like you don't really do that. Cause I still go out and I meet everyone after. Obviously like the people that are doing VIP get a merch item and they get, you know, I sing a couple songs that aren't going to be on the actual set list and they can ask some questions. So I really, you know, I have a very, very close relationship with all my fans. Like I really spend most of my time talking to them and responding to them in the DMs. So like I know who a lot of them are and I really knew that they would enjoy that.
I love that. So again, get your tickets Friday, March 20th to see Sophia over at Sleeping Village. And we want to play another song off of For My Own Entertainment. I also love this music video as well.
I shot that with just one of my friends and a tripod and I edited the whole thing.
Oh, really? Yeah. Please don't talk to me because I don't know, as someone who's been in a bunch of hotels before, I just like love the visuals of this, of you just like living your best life.
Really what I do. I'm like, my ideal night in life is just like, in a hotel room by myself in a bath.
Yeah, so. Just like singing like in your glamorous robe and stuff. How did this song come together?
I wrote this song when I was actually really depressed. But what's amazing is that the song is so fun and vibrant that it's like, you don't even think about that. And it's relatable in a lot of ways. So I remember I was, a couple summers ago, I was just going through a really low period in life. And I was just, had some life transitions and I was felt really stuck. And because I was dealing with a lot of personal stuff, I then had a lot of creative blocks. So I was just really hard on myself. And it was summer and, you know, I live in LA, so it's, well, I guess it's summer anywhere, it's fun. But my family friend called me to catch up and she was so bubbly on the phone. And she was like, hey girl, like, how are you? Like, what have you been doing? And it was just like the opposite energy of what I was feeling. I was like, ugh, I just don't have this bubbly spirit. And she was like, how's your summer? Are you going out? Are you talking to anyone? And I go, no, I'm just in therapy. And if anybody tries to talk to me during this time, I'm just like, please don't talk to me. And she was like, ah, that should be a song. And then conveniently, I had a bunch of beats that were sent to me. And one of the beats had this like melody in the music that was ba-dum-ba-ba-da, like in the piano. And I was like, please don't talk to me. So it really just already fit there. And the lyrics really just talk about, you know, taking time for yourself to get your life together and figure out who you are and what you want to be and be unbothered. A lot of people use the song like when they're feeling great and they're just like, I'm too good. I don't want anyone to talk to me. Or maybe they just got out of a breakup and they don't want anyone to talk to me. Or maybe they're just seriously an introvert and they don't want to go out and be social. So it really can be used in a lot of different scenarios. And I really love that the song is so antidepressing, even though I wrote it from such a sad place.
I know previously you had worked in the business side of music.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that's because that's logical, right? That's like the logical thing to do. And then now, you know, you've decided to really invest in your own career. Like, what would be your advice to anyone who is kind of scared to make the leap?
So, I mean, I think that if you have a purpose and it's truly your purpose on this earth, you can't not do it. You know, I think it'll always find its way. So for me, I've always been singing and performing since I was young. It was always something that I felt confident doing. And then I actually just got fearful and ashamed of it when I got to college. And I always tell people, you know, I really tried not to be a singer and an artist. So I got a job working in the industry. I worked at a touring agency. And, you know, it was like, I thought that just doing something near music would help me or would fulfill me. And I kept having this artist voice in my head that would like come out every once in a while and it would just visualize me on stage, or like I would see myself. And it was painful. And I kept trying to suppress that voice because I just knew how difficult it would be if I decided to do it, which it obviously is difficult. So I really wanted to convince myself. So it's really like, I feel like I had to really do something that wasn't for me to really prove to myself that this is what I had to do, because that's how you know it's for real. It's like, I wasn't always trying to be an artist. Like some people, they know it's their destiny and they always do it. So I feel like if you really feel like it's what you're supposed to do and you're meant to do, like you'll physically feel it within you, and you at least owe it to yourself to try. And if you try it and you don't want to do it, that's totally fine. But I think you have to give it a try.
Well, you are definitely doing it. And if you want to see Sophia Galate do it, Sleeping Village, Friday, March 20th, here in Chicago, tickets, VIP soundcheck, meet and greet, all those great things. And where can people follow you?
Everywhere. Sophia Galate. It's S-O-P-H-I-A. It's G-A-L-A-T-E. My website, sophiagalate.com. That's where all the tickets are.
Thank you so much for being on Vocalo, Sophia.
Thank you.
This segment was hosted and produced by Nudia Hernandez. It was edited by Morgan Sioka. Keep up with Vocalo at vocalo.org, on Instagram at Vocalo, or on TikTok at vocalo.radio.